Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, fellas and friends, at this 4 a.m. morning. I know that the Lord has a blessing for you. Listen, you know this is your season. This is your season for favor. This is your season for blessings. This is your season for miracles. This is your season for the everything, my God, that is due to you. This is your season. And then at times, we're just going to have to go through some radical times and we have to do some things that is radical to gain forth our healing. I know many of you right about now, and I bless God for each and every one of you getting up, getting ready, and ready to engage into the Spirit of the living God. I'm not talking about only here in the United States of America, but everyone that is listening all over the world. I love you all. We love you all. Thank God that you're trusting the leadership in the ABM family, the ABM ministry. Because one thing that I truly know, and I will not trick, or God's people. One thing that I do know, if we can begin to seek the Spirit of the living God, and we can sacrifice more of our time, if we can give more of our time, if we can give God more of us, my God, we will understand and we will see the sacrifice that God is talking about. We will see the true covenant blessing that lies into our life. We will see the different things that God is talking about, that he want to open up the floodgates of heaven and pour us out. I know that it's nobody greater than him. And I'm telling you, saints and peoples of God, that God is in a place and he is in a position right now. He's ready to move on your behalf. He's ready to take you into a place. He's ready to go ahead and do what you say he wants to do. I know that for a fact. I'm telling you right now that if the shift is already happening to each and every one of your life, it's a shift that's already going to take into your life. Now it's time to bring our spirit into the direct alignment with that shift. It's one thing that to know that it's happening, but it's another thing once we begin to work it. It's a work it comes into the get into that alignment with that direct shift that God has already done and took place into our life. I know for a fact that it's a shift that took place in each and every one of your life. Now it's coming into the direct alignment with God. It's very, it's my God. I just got my attention right now. My God, you got to understand something, sense of God. If the enemy, he has a thing to where he's trying to learn each and every one of you. It's good to understand these strategies. It's good to understand these practices. It's good to understand warfare steps. Because a lot of times the enemy begins to get up on our trails, and a lot of times he begins to learn each one of our steps. My God, sometimes the enemy begins to learn our every move, and we be trying to figure out, well, I didn't say nothing to this individual. I didn't say this. I didn't say that. Sometimes you're going to have to switch up your prayer strategy. You're going to have to put that flesh under suggestion, bring structure and order into your life so you can begin to take dominion, my God, and be able to stand. This is a great workout for each and every one of you saints of God. We can keep going on and keep pushing to enhance the things of God. One thing that you don't play the play, one thing that you got over the enemy right now, the enemy is expecting you to be sleep. He is expecting you not to call on the name of Jesus. He is expecting you, by God Almighty, to be in your bed snoring. So right now, he don't need to bring no warfare to you in the airways or the communication in the heavens. Right now, you have direct access with no warfare. Because the enemy's thinking that, hey, it ain't no sense to me tying up sister so-and-so or tying up brother so-and-so because they're going to be asleep. But the enemy is a liar. Because I know a generation, I know a people of God, that God is raising up in this day and time and say, you know what? We are not playing no games no more. We done been through the tricks. We done, my God, I feel it. We done been through the tricks. We done been through all the financial tricks and the turnarounds and taking the deep breath. I know a generation of people that God is raising up and say, you know what? I'm ready to seek the faith of the living God no matter what. I'm ready to call on the name of Jesus no matter what. I'm ready to cry before the living God no matter what. My God. And so now when the enemy is going to come and try to attack you in an area, he don't know that you've already been before God. He don't know you already know God before God and release your petitions up in heaven. What he don't know or what he want to try to do, he will always be behind on you. And you'll always be up on him. I feel the Holy Ghost. In this day and time, we have to be up on the adversary of this murdering spirit. We have to be up on the adversary that is trying to take our young generation out. We have to be up on the adversary, and that's called for me to beat my flesh under suggestion so I can get into a place with my Holy One and get in the place of God. Well, that's a small sacrifice for us to live a life of abundance. For us to live a life with the living God, I feel the Holy Ghost. If it calls me to get on my face and cry before the living God, so shall it be. If this is what it's going to take to bring true healing into the body of Christ, if this is what it's going to take to bring true deliverance in my life, God, I will call upon you in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody this 4 a.m. morning, U.S. Eastern Standard Time, is ready to call on the name of Jesus? Some of you need to go ahead and pluck up your spirit and begin to get ready to call and call on the name of Jesus on your behalf, on your family, on your health, on your body, because at the end of the day, the enemy shall not, he will not, he is not going to get no more victories in your life, in your home, in your finances, in your health, in your ministry. My God, he will not take control over the different things that God has set in order for you. This is your time, thank God, for you to take a stand and reign in the heavens. This is your time for you to be the one to be out in the front. You to be the one in the victory. For a change, take authority of your life. Take authority of the days that end. Don't allow it to defeat you, because greater is he that is in you, my God. My God, you just need to give God the glory. Is there anybody this morning to want to give God a shout? Give God a hallelujah. Give God a praise. You need to go ahead and praise him. You need to go ahead and give God a thank you, because at the end of the day, you want to see greatness. You want to see your blessing. You want to walk into the success. There ain't nothing that the enemy want to do about it, because you refuse to allow the noise to take control. My God, that is not our part. You refuse to allow your flesh to take control. You refuse to allow your pleasures to overtake you. This is the day of this 4 a.m. morning that somebody's going to take a stand and say, you know what? I am God. I am with you. Somebody, you God of praise. My God. This morning, I just worship your living rain. I give you glory. Watch this. I had one of my young ministers in a different state. He said, Papa. He said, how do you warfare war and be successful like you do? I want to know. I said, son, it's not something that I have inside of me that you don't have inside of you. I said, I just learned not when to fight. I learned how to fight. He said, what you mean about that? I said, I learned how to fight in the midst of the darkness. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. Y'all ain't hear me this morning. My God, I said, I learned how to fight in the midst of the darkness. I said, I don't use darkness as darkness. I use the darkness as daylight. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. Y'all ain't hear me. I use the darkness as daylight. And if you begin to use the darkness in your life, if you begin to use the darkness around you, use the darkness as daylight. Oh Lord, that the darkness that comes into your life, it shall be the one that overtakes you. The more the darkness in your life She'll be the one that the enemy sent back to say, I don't have to worry about you because you got darkness in your life. You got too much issues in your life. Your health is acting up and the doctor don't give you, been counting you out. Your finances is going to drop. And now you got darkness in your life. I don't have to do anything with you but sit back and laugh. The devil is a liar. At the end of the day, I'm not worried about when the morning comes. I'm not worried about when the sun comes out because joy will come in there. But when I can learn how to fight in the garden, when I can learn how to fight when my body is down, when I can learn how to fight, is there anybody this morning is ready to fight in the darkness? I tell you right now, if you begin to open up your mouth and you begin to declare and decree that in the midst of this darkness, right now, I call on the heavens in the name of Jesus. In the midst of this darkness, right now, I call on the name of Jesus. This is the place to where I don't have to struggle with the devil because the devil's thinking I'm sleep. This is the place that I could call on the name of Jesus, declare some things in my life. This is the place I don't have to worry about and try to focus on wrestling with the adversary because the adversary is thinking of sleep. He's thinking that the darkness in your life is taking you out. This is the place where true prophecy comes to pass. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, then, if you got darkness in your health this morning, this is the place you claim your health. Healing is marvelous. Healing is running all in my heart. Healing is running all in my veins. Healing is running all in my veins. My mind is healed. My body is healed. My life is healed. Everything about me is healed. I receive my healing. See, many of you, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to calm down right now. But I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. See, many of you try to receive everything in the daytime. In the daytime, the adversary can see your location. So now you receive your blessing in the daytime. The adversary can bring warfare for what you receive. But if you can learn how to receive it in the nighttime, and you can learn how to receive it when the sun is not shining, the adversary, he don't know where your blessing is because you got a GPS signal on your package. You know where to get it. Is there anybody this holy morning got a place in your belly, got a place in your spirit? I dare you, call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. I give God a glory. In my nighttime, I call for my finances to be made whole. In my nighttime, I call for my salvation in my family. In my nighttime, I call for the things of God for release in my soul, for release in my spirit to come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In my nighttime, I give God the praise. In my nighttime, I'm not worried about the adversary. The adversary might be worried about me. In my nighttime, I'm not trying to hide and thinking that the adversary is out trying to be the hunt. I am the hunter. I am the king of the jungle because I serve the king. I give God glory. We receive it, God, in the name of Jesus. We receive it, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We receive it in our lifetimes. We receive our peace, our joy, our happiness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody this morning, you need to give God a praise. And I declare in the decree, following this morning, every trick and a plan that the enemy was trying to bring on you in the midst of your daytime. We take authority in the name of Jesus. We untie it in the name of Jesus. We work it in the name of Jesus. We end this by adversary in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Somebody give God a yes praise this morning. I dare you this morning. I dare you. I dare you. Now, my God, you sitting home. You in your living room. You in your place of worship. I dare you right now. You go ahead and try. Call forth. My God. Thank God for your blessing. Thank God for your gift. Thank God what he is doing for you in the midst of your nighttime. I dare you, go ahead and try to give God a place. When you don't feel like it, give God a thank you. When you don't feel like it, I give you a praise, God. I thank you for my healing. I thank you for what you're doing in the midst of my nighttime. Has anybody got a yes praise? We give God a praise. We give God a praise. We declare and decree in the midst of this night hour that God, you are doing it. You are working it. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how to fight at night. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how to find our blessings at night. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how to receive at night. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we know that our season is every season, that our blessing is every day. Oh, yes, I give you your Shadow, not at all. Oh, I'm getting it.
Listen,
I don't know. It's for you on this line right now. I hear the Holy Ghost song. God is trying to get you to this place because the enemy is on your every move and on your plan. He said, now I'm giving you the tools that you asked me for. Hear the Holy Ghost say, now I'm giving you the weapon that you asked me for. If you can begin to defeat the adversary in your life. He said, you need to learn how to fight at night. The enemy understood, says God, I'm talking to four individuals right now, you know who you are. He said the enemy understood that if you ever get to a place where he wasn't affecting you in the midst of your darkness, he knew he had you. But this is the day that the power of the stronghold is broken of your life. I feel the Holy Ghost. I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost. That you will never make a nighttime prayer the same way. You will never look at the time to intercede and go to intercession as if it's a day thing. Something that I do throughout the day. But I prophesy in the Holy Ghost, you begin to look at it as a place where I use strategy. A place where I understand warfare. A place where I can use the darkness in my life. as a place of covering, a place of warmth. Not a place of weeping. Not a place, God, what you want to do or trying to figure it out. For my word tells me all things work together for the good. I promise you, Holy Ghost. She can't have me, but else she has me. Let her leave, can you know what else? And I release a little anointing to you like this man. That shake your spirit. Your spirit will never be in a place of settling. Settling. But when your spirit is in tune with God, when God gives the marching order, no matter the time of day or no matter what it be, you shall march at the beat of the Holy One. I feel the Holy Ghost. That I am no rest, no rest, and none rest. Father, we bless your name.
And my soul.
For there you are. There we say unto you this day.
Alone.
To give us God. For what we don't know. To give us. But we did not understand or we did not know. Lifetime fighting. Lifetime intercession. Lifetime praise. But we understand through our life and knowledge. We miss many things that you know will reach. The lifetime. So Father, we ask you this morning. The things that we don't release in our past, that we don't release. We ask you, can you release them back unto us? Because now we understand. Now we know the importance to war, to intercede, intercession, and a place where it's uncomfortable. And a place where the adversary thinks. We will not be suspect. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I bear you right here in the midst of your home. Right here in your living room, your bedroom, laying in the bed, listening to us right now. Or if you're over in international waters, you're going throughout your day. I dare you to stop for a few minutes because I feel the anointing being released right now. And you're beginning to just worship the living God where you are. Allow him to breathe in your home. Allow him to breathe. I say, God, release you. I'm there all through. I'm there all through. I'm there all through. Allow the Holy Ghost to breathe upon you right now. Allow him to breathe upon you. It's a run the loss. By this time tomorrow night, the enemy is going to try to figure out what happened to you. And all you could say that God did it. I'm stronger and I'm wiser than I ever been. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Now you understand how to seek God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Are you now understanding to seek God, the place where it's not comfortable for you? You're going to begin to see miracles work for you. Can people use this thing as help for a financial gain, for a financial benefit? And they took it and twisted it to make you so uncomfortably, make you give uncomfortably. But the true thing that God was asking for was you, yourself. Give yourself as a living sacrifice. Holy. And that's something God's here. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I feel the Spirit of the living God. Let her know that we take your side. We have made up Sienna Rosianna Saya. We thank you, Saya. We thank you, Saya. We thank you, Saya. We thank you, Saya. Come in with us on this morning. We thank you for giving us tools and giving us strategy so we can continue to be successful in our everyday walk, spiritually and naturally. We thank you, Saya. We thank you, God, for bringing it upon us. We thank you, Sire, for giving us the tools and giving us the weapons that we need to continue to press, to continue to see. And we understand now and in this harvest season, when harvest time is going to get ready to come, we shall not miss a blessing in our life. We thank you, God, that we can begin to receive in the darkness. We can begin to fight in the darkness. We can have peace and we can have joy in the darkness. It's not what men portray it to be, because as my word tells me, you created the darkness. You created the light to separate from the darkness. And you created it for a reason. And in that thing, and we thank you, God, for the adversary doesn't have control of the darkness, even though men interpret it as it. But we know that all things work together for the good. Regardless if it's darkness, morning, or day, or noon, you created the timing. And we say thank you. Thank you, God, on this morning. Listen, saints of God, I know many of you right now, and I congratulate on many of you. Right now, you don't put yourself and you put your body through a place where you can make sure you make it here at 4 a.m. And I want to commend each and every one of you. At the end of the day, to have a successful prayer life, to have a successful walk in God, it does take planning. It's not something that I wish was so easy to where you can just jump up and say, this is what I want to do. If you want to go deeper into God, it takes planning. Yes, your life will get reconstructed and retransitioned. And I thank God. Some of you probably had to go to bed early. Some of you probably had to do some little things different just to make it at a certain time. Well, maybe at the end of the day, if you know that your blessing is lies in the night. And how do I know that your blessing can be lies at night? Well, if you're finding out that you are not receiving in the daytime, it must be at night. Because if you're a blessed individual, you're blessed going in and blessed going out. My blessing, it might not be where I'm looking at. It might not be in the daytime where I'm trying to find it at. It might be in the night. And sometimes I need to stay up or I need to set an alarm clock so I can get up and go ahead and receive my blessing at night. My goodness, a successful prayer life, a successful individual, they don't worry about time. Time got to worry about them. Now y'all ain't hear me. They don't worry about time. Time worry about them because they will eat up time. You are on your way to being successful. And everything that you do, everything that you touch, you are on your way. And it's going to take more than one time of us coming here, intercession in this place. Your spirit got to get the work out. And once your spirit get the work out, now you begin to happen on impulse. You begin to wake up, intercession, no matter what time of day, no matter what time of night. You are ready for success. And God has positioned you much more greater for what you think you are. And this morning, I'd like to tell each and every one of you, thank you. God bless you. Because you don't plan out your life and you don't plan out a time where it's very uncomfortable. Notice, in the uncomfortable season or an uncomfortable time, it has to be planned out. But when a time not uncomfortable, it doesn't need to be planned out. You just do. And your blessing lies into the things that is not comfortable. You can't get into the place to where it's not comfortable. Make the things that is uncomfortable, I'm talking about the good things, to where it's comfortable. That's when we are not pleasing our flesh, but we are pleasing God. That's when we are bringing structure into our life that is healthy. Not structure in our life to where we don't get comfortable with that is not healthy. Keep seeking the face of God, and you're going to begin to receive the covenant blessing that you never, I'm telling you, the covenant blessing, it lasts longer than anything else you can receive here on earth. Keep seeking him, but you can get the covenant blessing. I thank God for each and every one of you. Please tune in for our next intercession time. We're going to keep having this every month so we can keep seeking the face of the living God, and you keep learning how to fight at night and receiving at night. And the Holy Ghost can get ready and tune in your GPS. That way you can locate where the blessings have been dropped off, and you can begin to receive your blessing in the midst of the darkness. It's been Apostle Tipper, Spencer, and Lakeisha. We thank God for each and every one of you. Until this time, until Monday morning at 7 p.m., you be blessed. God bless each and every one of you.